This is Anne McCubbin talking with Anne McDonald about our Best Value audit on PERT in Kinross Council. Anne, how's the council doing?
Overall, PERT in Kinross is a well-managed authority which continually seeks to make improvements. We found that it has strong leadership, that it works well with partners, and it also involves employees in making improvements. That said, it's not perfect, which it recognises. It needs to improve some aspects of the services, particularly in dealing with planning applications and education attainment. Again, it is aware of this and is well placed to tackle these issues.
So what's the council doing well?
We found a lot of good practices in the council. There is a real appetite to improve the services for the people of Perth and Kinross. In particular, we found that members and senior officers work well together. Staff are involved in reviewing practices and implementing change. We also found strategic partners such as Tayside Police and the NHS are involved in planning for the area. We were particularly impressed by the Parliamentary Forum, which we believe is unique to Perth and Kinross. MPs, MEPs and MSPs meet regularly with political group leaders and senior officers to discuss and scrutinise important issues. Good financial management in the council has enabled the smooth introduction of single status and the start of an ambitious school replacement programme. We also found that performance of services is monitored across the council and members know how they are doing. The community is involved and progress is reported back to the public in an open, clear and balanced way.
So it's doing well on those things, but what does it need to improve on?
Overall, the council is doing a lot of good work. The council's rate of service improvement is good, but further improvement is required. Performance in dealing with planning applications has been poor in recent years, and a number of factors have contributed to this. For example, a growth in the number and complexity of applications received, a high number of public inquiries, which absorb a lot of planning officer time, and there have also been problems with recruitment. All of this combined has resulted in a growing backlog. The council has, however, reviewed the service, introducing some restructuring and streamlining of responsibilities. They have also introduced an initiative to grow your own staff. We found these changes were making a difference, but these need to be sustained over time. Education attainment has been an improving story. Pupils are currently achieving appropriate national levels of attainment, but the council could still make improvements. And this is recognised by the council within its priorities. A particular challenge for the council is the need to provide affordable housing. It has the highest growth in population projections, including a high number of migrant workers. A working group has been established, but difficult decisions lie ahead for the council. Other areas of improvement which we noted was the need to use feedback from communities to shape the services in the future. We'd also like to see the introduction of workforce planning and for employee reviews to be completed. Finally, we would like to see the council undertake broader reviews and benchmarking to ensure its services are delivering best value.
So what happens next with this council?
The council knows what it needs to do to improve and agrees with the improvement agenda included in the report. It will now be working on a detailed improvement plan for agreement with the Commission. Progress against this plan in terms of implementation of actions and impact of the action on service performance will be monitored by the local auditor as part of the council's annual external audit, as is the case with all councils.
And thanks very much.